With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Terrorist attack on a grocery store in Charlotte, North Carolina has been foiled. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue with the latest.
U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson described it. Arrested was 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant, who he says had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York.
Ferguson says Sturdivant talked about his plans.
About what means he would use to kill innocent people. He said he was going to wear a Kevlar vest and attack people with knives and hammers.
He was arrested Wednesday. Sturdivant is being held after an initial court appearance. I'm Ed Donahue.
A President Trump and Iranian officials exchanging threats as widening economic protests sweep across parts of the Islamic Republic. Mr. Trump warning Tehran that if it violently harms peaceful protesters, the United States will come to their rescue. He says, quote, "We are locked and loaded and ready to go." Strong earthquake shaking parts of Mexico. Correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Tremors from the earthquake interrupted President Claudia Sheinbaum's first news briefing of the new year as a seismic alarm sounded. Friday's quake had a preliminary magnitude of 6.5 and its epicenter was near the town of San Marcos in the southern state of Guerrero, near the Pacific coast resort of Acapulco, according to Mexico's National Seismological Agency. There's been no immediate reports of damage or casualties. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Investigators say they believe sparkling candles atop champagne bottles ignited the fire in a Swiss ski resort over the weekend when they came too close to the ceiling of a bar crowded with partiers. This is SRN News. Well, the Grahams will be doing a lot of traveling in 2026.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold a big gospel festival in Cambodia later this month. He will also preach the word in Argentina in February, in Peru in March, in Spain in May, and will visit the United Kingdom in October. His son Will Graham is scheduled to host a gospel festival in Japan in May and another one in South Korea the same month. Both men may add further international trips to their schedule over the course of the year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal appeals court says the Trump administration may continue to withhold Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood while legal challenges do continue. President Trump and the GOP-led Congress cut Medicaid reimbursement for America's largest abortion business and some other abortion providers in July, and that quite quickly sparked a number of lawsuits around the country. This is SRN News. Well, the Oxford Bus Company in the United Kingdom is taking inventory, a lot of inventory. The company has more than 4,000 lost and found items collected in just 2025 alone. Here's Bill Alexander.
Keys, mobile phones, umbrellas, purses, and wallets are among the most common items. But there are things like a bag of rubber ducks, a box of fortune cookies, an inflatable dinosaur costume, a jar of pickled onions, a bicycle tire, and a 22-pound bag of rice. The company says misplacing a personal item can be a stressful experience, and using technology, they return up to 23% of those items.
Firefighters in Rhode Island rescuing a yellow lab named Phoenix on New Year's Day when the poor little pup fell into an ice-covered pond. Firefighters and emergency officials were dispatched to the scene. They were able to get the little dog out safely. He was cold, but okay. More details, SRNnews.com.